Let's go. All right, Perek Lamed Beis. So, Hakol Mitam Hanal. Now, what's Hakol? I think he's going back to like everything from the last few Prakim. All the different things that we've seen in the last few Prakim about the superiority of Torah. But, and he's given more than one reason, but I guess he's now reducing it to the main reason from which everything else flows. Shesharsha ha'alyon shel Torah ha'kedosha hi me'al kol ha'olam kulam. It's not a contradiction to some of the things we've seen in the last Prakim, but this is the root cause of everything. Again, an idea which we've seen, but he's coming back to this clearly because this is what he really, truly, truly believes is the root cause of everything, that in this metaphysical, mystical scheme, the Torah is literally higher than everything else. Everything flows from that. V'hainyanhu, k'mosh k'safti le'el, back in Shar Aleph, Tam Ma'amaram Zal, when the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yutas, Kol Ona Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba B'Chol Kocho Mochal Inlo Al Kol Avonosav Ayin Sham. So that's a famous Gemara. That's why people scream when they say Yehi Shmei Rabba. I'm pretty sure it means B'Chol Kocho means with all intentionality. I don't think it necessarily means to scream, although sometimes you have more kavana when you scream. But it's not. I don't think a din in screaming. It's a din in you put everything you have into it. You're totally focused on Yehi Shmei Rabba Mavarach, that you're forgiven all of your sins. So I did take a peek at Shar Aleph because I wasn't sure what it was talking about and like why this should be. Whatever the truth of that is, why does that connect to this? And I can't say I totally understood. Where is it? Shar Aleph Perek Chaf. But I did take a peek. What did it say here? But where was it? Here, yeah. Whatever that is, I don't know. So, I don't think it's really the same thing. What I think, and I'm not sure I really understand this at all, but I think it's trying to say there's something, when you do that tefillah, you're appealing to or you're connecting with, I guess is maybe a better word, something that's very, very high up. So I think it's just like a parallel, I believe, right? Because you say, again, you're going to the Or Elyon that's above everything else, and you're getting back to Yisbarach Shemo, and that's to everything, and it's Olam HaAtzilus. I'm not sure what that has to do per se with Torah, other than I think it's maybe parallel, that you're somehow, that's some a way to access something also that's very, very high, but I could be wrong, and I don't think we need it for the rest of the parak, but be that as it may, it's interesting that he decided to give that as a parallel or as an analogous point. But either way, he says, for our purposes, Kena Inyan, what's the purpose, you know, for when it comes to Torah, Sha'idei Esek HaTorah Karaui, by learning Torah the right way, Hum Orer Shar Sheha Elyon. That arouses, that connects with that supernal high source, again, he describes like that happening with Yehi Shmei Rabba. So it's not, and that's not Torah, that's something else. But there, it was another way of accessing this super duper high point, which then has a spillover that kind of rolls down, drips down all the other worlds. Shafeha Rishpei Eish Shal Heves Nara, sparks of fire, etc. Lagareish Lachalot Kol Hatumos Vahazuhmos Shigar Masa Bechol Halamos Laskalei Shal Ir Or Ode Bekedusha El Yorah. So again, by igniting that fire, that spark on the highest of the high, and then it kind of sprinkles or drips down, that is like, you know, purifying as it goes down from world to world. Lid Kasher Yachad Echad Bechaveiro connects everything, V'chol HaPakamim Mit'ma'alim, and then all the various deficiencies get filled up and fixed. Kilkulim Nitkanim V'chol HaRisot Mit'panim, all the things that were broken are built. HaSimcha V'Hachavasa Yisrasa Uvor Elyon Mit'rabeh V'chol Ha. So again, I think it's like a crude mushel, but it's like, you know, when you, I think we've used kind of an, like, it's like on like one of those video games or like a pinball machine. Like sometimes you hit that one spot, boom, you know, you get this huge, the lights go off and all of a sudden, you know, things are flowing everywhere and you got points on everything. So if you can somehow hit that point, again, which sounds like, until now we've been talking about only through Torah, but now it sounds like on some analogous level, you can do it through Yehi Shmei Rabba, but if you hit that point, you can somehow create the sparks on the Olam HaElyon, so then that trickles down and it's kind of purifying and building and doing all the good things as it makes its way down the mountain, as it were. Vagam hu yadua shekol davar eino nitkan ela b'shar shoh HaElyon. Again, the only way to fix anything, you got to go to the root cause, right? There's band-aids and then there's the root cause, and you got to connect to that. Chol echad mi Yisrael shorosh HaElyon shel nishmaso hu me'ot echad Mehatara HaKadosha, and this is a point we've seen previously, that the source of every single person's soul is a letter in the Torah. L'chein, kol pigumei ha-nefesh ha-choteit, nitkanim makim b'sharsham b'torah ha-kadosha ayideh ha-isek ba-kiro'i. So if you want to fix anything that's wrong with the person, so you can do all sorts of band-aids, and band-aids have benefits, but if you really want to cure the person, you have to go to the source. And the source is a letter of the Torah, so to speak, and therefore, as a result, the only way, you know, the only medicine that can really get all the way to the source, you know, is the Torah. You know, nowadays they have, I don't really know about so much about this, but you read every now and then or hear about, you know, certain targeted lasers to get like cancers in certain places, like, so you can get all the way to that tumor in the brain somewhere without destroying everything, you know, in the way. What's that laser that can get all the way to the innermost part? That's only Torah. Similarly, as it says in Tehillim, Torah Hashem Temima, Ashivas Nefesh. What does that mean? Shafing far nechorsa nefesh b'shar sheichas v'sholom. Even the power of Torah is not only, you know, in a positive preemptive sense, but even somebody who was totally, totally already off the derech, right? An OTD in the most mystical and metaphysical sense. His nefesh is already cut off. He's deep in the various bowels of Gehenim. But yet he learns that Torah mikima umotzia me mas geirim. That can pull him up. Umeshiva osal hitkasher kibatchila, can bring him back. That's an amazing, powerful metaphor, right? You fell mamash to the tahom, but all of a sudden if you can grab hold of the Torah, there's this hand, so there's going to be coming up from Shemaim that's going to pull you up back to the ledge, back to the top of the mountain. What could pull you up from such a deep place? Only being mitkasher to the Torah and the Or Elyon from it. That's what it says in the first parak of Tainis, Tanya Rabbi Bana Omer, Kolosik B'Torah L'Shema, Torah Salo, Naseh Salo, Sam HaChaim, Eitz Chaim Hi. You hold on to the Torah the right way, it becomes an Eitz or a Sam HaChaim. And as it further says in Mishlei, Kimotzi, Matza Chaim. V'amr b'mechilto, what does that mean? Matam Lomer, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, connected to that Pasuk. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lamoshe, Emor Lehem Yisrael, Torshin Esati Lechem, Refuah Hi Lechem, Chaim Hi Lechem, Shinamar, Ki Chaim Heim Lemotzehem. So, again, this is, you know, presumably not in any way contradicting, you know, the need to, I don't know, you know, eat your peas and carrots and go to the doctor, but on a very deep and profound level, spiritually and maybe even physically, it's hard to know, but certainly spiritually, there is the ultimate spiritual vitamin and cure and medicine, and that is connected to Torah. And again, it's not that I can totally, truly say I understand it from afar, but as an internal matter, it actually is not just like this random thing, hey, let's just say Torah is the most powerful. No, there's a coherence, at least an internal coherence, based on this idea that you are created, your shosh of your neshama is from the Torah. Right? So that's why, it's almost like natural medicine, if you will. We're not taking something external and trying to help fix you. We're actually giving something that's the most natural part of you, and that's mamela can have the greatest impact. That's why so often we have vidoy or other such filos that are in the order of the 24 letters of the Aleph Beis. That's a little bit not clear why saying tfilos with the different letters and in different orders of the letters, I'm not sure how that connects to this particular point. I don't know. There are all sorts of discussions about how come somebody tfilos are outside of the Aleph Beis. I guess, again, it's connecting in a way that I don't really understand to this idea that everybody has a letter of the Aleph Beis, or a letter of the Torah, I should say. So whatever letter you are of the Torah, I guess if you have davened or you said a vidoy with one of those letters, somehow that helps. Again, I can't say I totally understand that, but he's connecting it. V'cholod, sh'adam kashur v'davuk b'tarasa yisparach, uba ahava, yishge tamid. If a person, to the extent that a person is kashur and davuk to Torah, his love will be thriving always, afhu ta'ir love. And so too, this Torah will therefore work for him. The more, you know, it's kind of like, again, it's like a bike or, you know, car engine. Like the more you're dribbling, you know, the more you're pedaling or the more you're, you know, putting the engine down, the more it's working towards you. It will protect you. As it says in Shmos Rabbah. Or in Medrash Tehillim, in Mizmor Tamanya Api, Kuf Yates, Bilti tzafanti imrasecha laman lo echta alach. Right, if I am focused, I guess, on your word, on the Torah, therefore I will not sin. Ein yitzara sholeit el Torah, umisha Torah belibo, ein yitzara Torah sholeit velo nogea bo. And again, this is easy to understand, much easier than all the other points, without necessarily resorting to this mystical scheme. Right? A guy who is steiging all day, so you could give multiple easy explanations for why that person will not necessarily sin, without having necessarily totally understood or bought into Rav Nefesh HaChaim's mystical scheme. If you buy into his whole mystical scheme, then it's another reason. You're connected to, you know, it's like superheroes, or probably actually there's some, probably, you know, you, maybe you remember better than me, it's been a long time since I did chemistry or physics, you know, but sometimes if you're holding a certain, if you're connected to something, right, as you're impervious to some, or the thing that you're connected to itself is already kind of sending energy or whatever. I don't know maybe I'm mangling the mushal. But again, it's easy. He's adding that level to it. Again, you could easily understand why a person is sitting and learning all day is not likely to sin. There's a lot of explanations for that. But you could also use his explanation that fits in, and he obviously prefers that. Ubatana by Eliyahu, said Eliyahu Zuta, Uba Avos Rabbi Nelson, Amarashbi, Kalnosin de Vetor Alibo, Ma'avir Menu Asar Dvaram Kashim. Hirhuri Avera is removed, right? Again, you could understand this mystically, but also you could understand this very, very rationally. Of course, if you're sitting and learning all day, so you're probably not dreaming about averas. Hurei cherev, tendency to violence. Hurei malchus, a tendency to kind of oppression. Shtus, yitzer hara. Hurei znus, hurei ishara. Hurei avodazara. Hurei ol basar vadam, kind of mortality, thinking about all those depressing things. Hurei dvar batalim, wasting your time, right? Again, it's very, you could totally understand this. You're adding a layer of mysticism and metaphysics to it, but you don't need that, obviously, to see why being connected to Torah in a very engaging, that in a deep and meaningful way, is going to preoccupy you in a way that you're not going to be tempted by these other things. U malbashto anava, yiras Hashem al panav, and of course, if you add, not only am I learning Torah, but I'm doing it with anava and with yiras shamayim, v'chamid nechon, all the other good midos. You don't have to worry. You have those good midos and your shemayim and your learning. You have nothing to fear. You are in control. You have the power. Right? Well, sometimes we feel victim to the Yetzirah, right? And we're just kind of holding on for dear life and hoping that it doesn't get me down. But if we have these things, then proactively we're in control. Wherever you want to go, you'll go. And wherever you want, you know, whatever good for you, that's where you'll go. And therefore you will only focus on the good things in the world, and or take the good out of everything, because you are in control, you're in full control. Again, you see this, it could be sometimes, whether it's it could be somebody who, a master driver, or, sometimes people are just kind of holding on for dear life, and then other people are momish in control. It's, objectively, it's very fast or dangerous. Or, you see certain, athletes, right? Athletes very talented, right? That rookie, right? He's kind of just doing his own thing. After a few years in the league, a person gets better, all of a sudden, it's like a maestro. Right? It's not just, everything slows, that's the term they use often in sports, everything slows down for the person, right? It's not just he has this bundle of energy, but all of a sudden now he's in control. He's not reacting, but he is the one, setting the table, if you will, and setting the direction. So he says, if a person has those midos and learning, it's true also the things that can happen in life, but you're always going to be in control of what to do and not to do, as opposed to being, someone who's being put upon, you will be imposing your will. And this is the idea, he says, of the famous Gemara in Kiddushin, the Samtem, Samtam. That is to say, it's kind of a trufa that's very pure. Nimshal Torah kesam achayim, mashal adam shikas beno makah gedola, hiniach l'reti al makato. So he has a big wound, gives him a bandage. Amar lo bani, kol zman shereti azu al makatcha, echol mashanatcha, ushatei mashanatcha, ve'en ata mityarei. As long as you have this medicine or this bandage, you're going to be okay. V'gam ata ma'avira, harihi ma'ala numi. But if you take it off, you're going to get an infection. Kach emar kadosh baruch hu, banai, v'risi yetzahara, Rasi Torah Tavlin. Im atem oskim b'Torah, ein atem nusarim biyado. Right? Torah will protect you from the Yetzer Hara. As the Pasuk says, Shenemar halo im teitiv se'it. V'im ein atem oskim b'Torah, atem nusarim biyado. Shenemar lepetach hatat roveitz. If you have the Torah, then you can be a good place. But if not, then sin will be crouching at the door. Do you have this Haggah? Okay, so I don't know the history of, maybe he wrote it, in the second time he was editing him, he added it. I'm not sure why this is Dafka Haggah, but I think it's good. Yeshlomar al derech drash, a good drush of Chaim Volozhiner. It says the Pasuk, V'haluchos ma'aseh Elokim hema v'mechtav mechtav Elokim hu charut. Right, so the luchos were etched into the stone by the finger of Hashem. V'darshu al tikra charus al luchos el cherus. Banyan hu kasuv. So what is this idea? So he quotes from Hachosid Halutzato. It was worth it just for that. Yeah, right. But just he called him the Lutzato. The Chosid Halutzato. And then Mishnas Sharm Perkei. As the commenting on this, he says, "Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin," that famous Gemara. Shekmoshib in Yinifus Aguf, Sherofi Notin Lachola Tavlin Mimuzag. Just like when it comes to medicine, the doctor, you know, the medicine, or you know, so in the old days, you know, you had this like potion of who knows what mixed in. So here also, even nowadays, right, he gives you multiple medicines comprised of different things in the right balance. The doctor knows what the right proportion is, the right dosage is. Right? Nowadays, people are idiots because they think they go on, you know, doctor.com or medicine.com and they think they can, but obviously, no one is foolish enough to think that they can figure out, oh, we'll change the medicine or change the dosage. No, the doctor knows because he understands. He is the expert. So you're going to think, yeah, the Yetzirah is this bad thing, but I'll figure out how to beat the Yetzirah on my own. That's a mistake. Why? Because Anochi Shebarat Yetzirah. I'm the one who made the Yetzirah of Yodin. You know, I know it inside out. Anochi Barasi Neged Zed Torah Tavlin. I made the medicine. I made the poison, but I also made the cure. Right? It's like one of those movies. You know, we have an evil mastermind, and he says, I made a poison and I made a cure exactly for that. Right? No one else. I can figure out. The person who made the poison knows the cure. So Hashem says, "I made Yetzirah. I know that." I'm telling you, what's the best medicine? Talmud Torah, Ein Shum Tachbula Acheret. Now going back to the pasuk, that's Vahaluchos Masse Elokim Hema. So what's the drush? That the luchos, says Rechaim Volozhiner, Alpi Drush, is not the luchos as the tablets of the law. Luchos Halev, as the pasuk says, Kasam Aluach Libecha. Huyat Barach Ose Osam. So Hashem says, I'm the one. I made Luach Libecha. I niyodeh enim Yetzirah ha'netuah b'libcha. I know the Yetzirah in your heart because I'm the one who made the Yetzirah. But don't worry, I made the Yetzirah. But the pasuk continues, Hamichtav Michtav Elokim Hu. Shenegezeh, I also made Inyan Esek HaTorah. L'kasom L'chaka Kam Aluch HaZabecha. If you exactly put the Torah on that heart, the heart that I made with its own vulnerabilities and temptations, but I also gave the magic, the medicine to put on that. L'imaleit Al Yadam Yinei HaYetzer. L'zos Teidash En Lecha Ben Charim Yinei HaYetzer. El Mish Osek B'Talmud Torah. V'lo Shum Tachbula Acheret Zulata. Okay, so continuing. After the saga, he says, Ukmo Sheper Shuzal Behinsa Lechecha Tancha Osach. As you're going, you shall be guided. What does that mean? Bolam hazeh, b'mishle rabasa, ashe avdam, shokena lo Torah, lama, shimishmara osa midarech ra. So again, this is the idea of the Torah being a guide. It'll be the tanche, it'll be the guide for you in this world. And if a person has Torah, says the Medrash and Mishle, that will be mishamra midarech ra. Make sure you don't get lost and go in the wrong way. As it says, quoting this pasuk in Mishle, b'salachecha, b'chinu v'yikor rabba, kihimi yashar, sumechavenes eslibo, arashi helivavo shalem im elokav. Now this, by the way, these mamari chazal are not necessarily mystical. These are mamari chazal, which are actually very easily understandable, even without any kind of even the words themselves are much more nitanu. Yeah, that's what we would have thought. The idea of the Torah, there's it's ethical teaching. So if you learn it and internalize it, it will be miyasher machavein your heart. Ven emana el rucho lavda yisbarach chalavo bishne yitzrav, as the Gemara says of brachos. Posh amar parakam b'chagiga, another Gemara, divrei chachamim ki dar bonot. Darbonot, as you translate, it's like a goad, or this, whatever, something that helps keep the animal going straight. Lama nimshu divrei Torah ledarban, ma darban ze mechavein atzapara letalmeha, lohavichayim leolam. So the darban keeps the cow or the ox, you know, plowing in the right direction. It goes on the furrow, the talmeha. So too, and that itself will bring things to the world that will grow, and that brings life to the world. Divrei Torah machvinan leiv lemdehem midarchei misa ledarchei chayim. So too, Divrei Torah also, like the darban, keep the lomed in the right path from the derech chayim and not the derech misa, chas v'shalom. And it says in Bamidbar Rabbah and in the Tanchuma, ki ein trufa v'takana acheret ba'olam klal hinatzel mireshet yitzro asher pares l'raglav. There is no other tried and true trufa, there is no other tried and true takana in this world to save yourself from the ensnaring nets that are, you know, there to trap you and to get you to fall all the way down to the horrible things. Ella, the Esek HaTorah HaKadosha. Shaz nekra ish chai shudavik al yadav b'chal kachay holam amitim kmo shakatuv ki chayecha b'chulei. And again, I'm repeating it over and over again because it is basically, I think, relevant over and over again, which is that these things are all, you know, can certainly be understood. And I think he's clearly advocating, at least partially if not completely, understanding them in some kind of a mystical way. But they're also easily, you know, understood in a more prosaic way, which is, you know, that life is complicated and there's all sorts of temptations. And, you know, at the most minimal level, the more you're preoccupied, right? You know, a person has, you know, a lot of, you know, batala is sofo avon. Right, you know, that's why the summers are precarious. It's not just because it's tzniyus. It's because when people are without structure and they have a lot of free time, you know, people mess around. They do the wrong thing. So first of all, just preoccupying a person. But of course, it's more than that. When you're preoccupying a person, that's done with just busy work. You're preoccupying them with inspiring and ennobling and ethical direction and spiritual direction, etc. So mimela, you have, you know, given the person both inspiration, empowerment, maybe in some cases even intimidation or fear. You know, why they should, you know, stay on the right path and not do the right thing. And that, you know, in many ways is really the most tried and true path. And I think we spoke about this, I don't know if it was last week or last paragraph or the paragraph before, you know, that, you know, there's so many other wonderful mitzvos, and of course we have to do them all. But I think it's, you know, it's pretty consistent. You know, you see people who get into other mitzvos, those mitzvos are all great, but they don't necessarily transform a person. You know, the mother load, if you will, where you hit one thing and it kind of spills over to everything. You do see that. I mean, not always. It's not 100%, but you do see that with learning. I imagine you have people who somehow the rabbi hooked them on one shear, or they had a community kollel and they started learning. What a few years later, they can become completely different people. You see that with Torah. You very rarely see that with anything else. You know, and again, sometimes in certain parts of the community, people, you know, having so much emphasis on Torah as opposed to other mitzvos, and maybe there could be a corrective, and it shouldn't be to dismiss the importance of other mitzvos. But you know, pokhazi, you see that you have to be open to the honest assertion of the fact. So you could understand all that without even going mystical. You double down with the mysticism, and you know, there's something special that connects to this upper world, and it's the only, you know, if you touch that, you connect it to that inspiration. Either way, you know, it doesn't mean that there's no, that palm bi, every now and then, yes, because I'm doing chesed, or because I'm davening, or I'm shaking lulav, or whatever, different mitzvahs can, you know, I think, you know, more ad hoc, or every now and then, but inconsistently, so to speak, save a person from sin. But I think what he's trying to say here is, if you want something that is the most tried and true, the most consistent, the most comprehensive, so there you're talking about Torah. Really, nothing else has a track record like Torah. Furthermore, says the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, "Ma'arich seva ta'aseha adam kidagei hayam." Why we compare to fish? Ma adagim shebiyam kevim sheparshim min amayim miyad mesim. They have to stay in the water, or else they cannot live. Afnei adam kevim sheparshim min haTorah miyad mesim. And that is a metaphor which is even more famous from the Gemara which he's about to quote in Brachos. Shiva Rabbi Kiva Lapapus, Mabamokam Chiyusenu Kach, right? They try to convince us to, you know, it's dangerous while you're learning Torah. So he says, that's like the fox who tries to convince the fish, you know, to come out of the water. And he says, it's maybe dangerous with big fish and other people who could eat me, or fishermen who could catch me in the water, but that's still much safer than going out of the water, because that's a Mokum Chiyu Chiyusan. Atam Chachamim, Mare Masisen Chiyusa Baraisa. So there, oh, I skipped a place, I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, Hishir Rabbi Kiva, etc. And then Raya Himna, and then now our first Zohar of the day. Manune Yama Chiyusan Biyama, the fish, the place of life is in the water. Atam Chachamim, Mare Masisen Chiyusa Baraisa, the Isparshan Mina Miyad Mesim. They will die without the water. And it says in Tachuman Ekev, Eitz Chaimimim Motsehem, Kal Motsei Devar Torah, Hu Motsei, Vechulel Chain, etc., etc. All the same idea. Okay, and we're almost done. He has two Zohars. Let's see what's in the Zohar here for us. So we made it. That's a long parak without any Zohar, but we get to it at the end. Says the Zohar, Lech in Lech Lecha, Zakai Chalukahen di Yisrael. Ashrei is the portion. How, you know, lucky and how fortunate are the Chelik of Am Yisrael. Daraisa Uliflu Orche de Kedusha Brichu. The Torah teaches them the ways of Hashem. As says in Tehillim, Torah Hashem Temima, Zaka Chalukah Amand Yishtadav Araisav Lo Yisparish Mina. Someone who is Osek in Torah is going to be, and not separated from it, is going to be blessed. By the way, I think we may have mentioned this in the past. I've certainly mentioned it in other shurim, but we might have mentioned this in a previous Nefesh Chaim Chabura, that this particular angle or formulation of the Zohar is actually reminiscent of the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, where he talks about how the Rambam forgot to count Brachas HaTorah. Right? And he said, and when he formulates it, that he says, why is it that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Brachas HaTorah? Because we have to thank Hashem, betito Torah Aleinu, k'shebezeh, we learn how the Nachel Chayelam Abba. It's like a lottery ticket. Right? You got to be in it again. As I always say, you still have Bechir Chavshis. You don't have to do the right thing. But if you don't have a ticket, you got to be in it to win it. And if I didn't know the rules of the game, I'd have no chance. So Hashem puts us in the world. He promises us that if we win the quote-unquote game, we'll have a tremendous reward. But if you didn't tell us the rules, what's the point? What's the demerit? This is one of those games where I can use my hands or I can't use my hands. This runs, this is innings, this is balls, this is strikes, this is baskets. What is this? So first you have to tell me the rules. Now I still have to win. But at least I have a chance. So to here he says, anyone who is connected to the world, he says, you have a chance at least. If you don't, if you weren't be connected, then you would have no chance. Okay, and therefore a person just stays connected to the Torah, he has connection ability to get to Olam Haba. And if he separates even for a little bit, he loses that. Tchsev ki chayacha. Uksiv says, Mishle orach yamim ushnos chayim ushalam yosifu lecha. Etc. Fine. Okay, so this is again more beautiful idea. Again, connecting to Torah is really the way to connect to Olam Haba. Give yourself a chance. Ubreish Parshas Baloscha, to finish the parak, he quotes another Zohar from the beginning of Baloscha. Zaka Chulkein to Yisrael. How fortunate are the Jewish people in their lot? Kucha Brichu Is Yarei Bahon. Hashem wants them, so to speak. Yoiv Lahon writes the Tikshot, and he gave them the true Torah. Ilana Dechai, the tree of life. The Bay. Achid Bar Nash, if a person will hold on to it, the Yaris Chayin Lahayalma, the Chayil Alamadasi, he'll inherit, he'll earn a life in this world and the next. Come on, Shabbat Labaraisa of Achid Bey, anyone who's studying Torah, who's hold on to it, Isan Chayin Achid Bechayin, he has the Torah and he's holding on, he's connected, he's one with the life, with life. Chalman, the Shavik, Mile Daraisa, Isparish Maraisa, and if you let go of the Torah, you're letting go of life. Kilum Isparish Mechayin, begin the Chayin, Kol Milon Chayin. The Torah itself is source of life. Every word, every letter, every part of it is life, as it says, ki chayim, heim, and refuas tit, sharecha, etc., etc. Okay, ad kan perek lamed bet.